Hello, Rusty.
Hi.
You are a member of the band Kelogar.
Yep.
And the new album is Keystone.
Yep.
It will be released in October. And from your point of view as a musician, what was your goal for this new album? Because as every musician, there is an evolution in your life, in your music. But what was your goal with this new album, Keystone?
As usual, when we release an album, the most important thing for us is go on tour and share the music with our audience and maybe catch more audience around Europe and United States. So my first things, but I am talking also for the band, is create a connection with the audience and share our music and our ideas in the lyrics with the audience.
For this new album, what changed in your sound? Because this new album not really sound like the previous one, of course. What do you change in your music?
First of all, when Pietro Quilichini, PQ, joined the band, we rebalanced all the sound of the song, because it's not just a session, it's a real part of the band. So we started to work together in a writing session. So in the past, I wrote maybe 80% of the music part. In this case, it's really half and half. I worked on the ideas of PQ ideas, and he works on mine, and then we blend everything together, and we obtain the new Kelogar sound. It's not a different genre, but for sure is a different sound.
For this new album, is there a concept behind the music?
Not too explicitly, you know, not like the usual progressive rock concept album are intended to be. There are some themes that fit together, but maybe it has more value as a concept album for us than for the audience. There is a concept inside, but it's not a story as the typical concept album.
We can say that there is a main theme that is a link between all the songs.
Yeah, the connection is the title, is a keystone. And we try to describe this idea of keystone. The idea of keystone is that the man, sometimes the humankind, elected himself as a master of the planet, a keystone of the planet. Our idea is that we are a guest and we have to live on the planet, respect the planet, and we have to live with all the other creatures. So in this case, we describe this concept sometimes with the environment, sometimes with a personal experience, and sometimes with social and politics theme.
I suppose that you wish that this new album will be a physical stimulus to change the humankind.
This is too ambitious. I hope to share my point of view. I don't want to change the world, but, you know, I try to do our best to share a positive idea. And this idea is that we can do something for change the things. Maybe not just one man, but if all together we start to do something, small things every day, maybe we can save something. Otherwise, I'm very scared about the direction of our planet. Pollution, plastic everywhere. Under the ocean, we have 100 and 100 bottles of water. Maybe we can use some other materials. This happened because we use oil. We use all this chemical product, and it's not healthy for us and for the world.
May we say that even if the lyrics are a little bit dark, we can say that this new album may be a hope for tomorrow if people can enlighten themselves?
Yeah, it's something like the description what we see right now. But we want to leave the hope that we can do something. It's dark as atmosphere, it's dark as a message, but it's not negative. Is, guys, this is the situation, we have to do something. So we need to react, and we need to act right now, not tomorrow, today.
In the album, we can only read the chorus of the songs. Why didn't you put all the lyrics of every track?
Every album, we didn't put all the lyrics because we love to leave inside the booklet more graphics and the most important verse of the song. But you will find online on website and other website like digital store, you can find the lyrics. So it's more graphics.
It's so more graphics that there is a booklet for the lyrics and with picture inside, and there is another booklet with only pictures of how you created the album. It's important for you to have these two booklets in inside one CD?
Yeah, because, you know, the CD is becoming something vintage, something old style. So if you want, if you have to spend money to have something, you need to have something special. In this case, we put inside a small booklet with some pictures of the recording process. It's like if you can live some moment of the process, because we are not only the band that you will see on stage, we are also the band that working on the studio. So it's another way to share something personal with the audience.
A word about the recording process. How did you choose your producer and the mastering? Why did you choose to work with David Bottrill at Zeta Factory Studio?
I choose David Bottrill because he produced one of the best albums for me. That is a two album, Aelima. So it was one of my dream to work with him. I had a friend in Italy that knew him, and he created a connection between us and David. We sent the pre-production, and he said that he was interested to work with us. So we spent maybe 4 or 5 months to exchange email or chatting by Skype and exchange different thoughts about the music and the songs. Then he spent 1 month in Zeta Factory in Italy, and we recorded all the tracks of the album, bass, guitar, drums, and vocals. Then he mixed all the album in Toronto in his own studio in November 2016.
And for the first part of the promotion of the album, you've got two video clips now. The first one, which is for the track number 2 of the album, Prison of Light, is a classical video clip, if I can say that. And for the new one, Sleeping Through the Season, you have something more like a shortcut, like a short movie.
Yep.
And you choose as a director Andrea Saltini, who work also on the artwork. It was important to have the link between the video and the artwork of the album?
Yeah, Andrea Saltini is a friend of mine. He's a very famous artist and painter. And when I talked to him about the album, I saw in his studio a big paint with the subject of the cover. And I asked him if we could use the paint as a cover, and we start to talk about a sort of graphic concept around the album. And then in that case, he told me his point of view, his vision, and the connection between our album and The Lord of the Flies is a book and a movie. And he explained me the idea to use these two kits inside the photo shooting and the video shooting. So we started to work on this kind of video. We took inspiration from The Lord of the Flies, and we give our interpretation with the two kids that transform themselves from the well-dressed to more animal instinct, and all the story that you can see inside the video.
Will you release some more video clips from this new album in
next week? Absolutely. We will release another video in a couple, no, maybe in 1 month. For sure, before the tour, we will release a remix of Technocracy. We will have a guest inside. I can tell you now who is, because you will discover it when we release. And then maybe before the end of the year, we have Something in the Air, is a song more oriented about the environment and pollution in the air.
Because for the fall, in November, you are on tour. It begins in October, the 7th in October in Modena, and then you are traveling all over Europe until the 21st November in Amsterdam. And there is one gig in Paris for the 18th November in Le Trabendo.
Absolutely.
Is there a special feeling that you have with the French audience?
Absolutely. I remember very well that we played with Prong 3 years ago here in Paris. And just because we made a couple of promo day with the last record, we had a lot of audience that was inside the club when we started to play. So it means that if you promote in a right way music in one country, you can help your audience in front of you when you play. So I have a very good relationship with the French audience, and we start years ago with a small club around the France. We came here a couple of times, then it's growing up time, step by step. We see our French audience is growing, so it's good, very good for us.
You are the chosen one, and you've got a mission. For this mission, you need a companion. I will give you 5, and you can pick one between these 5.
Okay.
You can choose as a companion between Gollum, Jar Jar Binks, Jiminy Cricket, a minion, or the White Rabbit. Which companion would you choose for your mission?
White Rabbit.
Yeah? Why this one?
I love it. It's a very good character inside the movie, so... I think I could be, I could have a great feeling with him.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
I really, really hope to see you the 18th of November in Paris with Erasmus. So the 6th of October, our album will be released, and hope to can come back here in France as a headliner, maybe for one hour and a half show, and keep in touch on Facebook and on our website is kaylogard.net. Paris, I'm staying in Paris right now, is one of the beautiful cities in the world, so I'm very happy to be here and hope to see you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.